Hello and welcome to another episode of Casting Views, the podcast that takes a topic each week and, as the name suggests, casts views. And I've just about made it through the intro without laughing because the guests on here, this episode I think is just going to descend into chaos and carnage, but I'm all for it. We've got the Bigger Movie Pod coming on, so we've got Rob, Irina and Dave. Hello all.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We need to do Matt Hello, guys. Come on.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I can't do Matt Hello. I can't do Matt
Hello. Hello, you bastards. How are you doing, you snakes? I fucking love you.
Oh, Matt can make it after all. Oh, it was you, Rob. Oh.
Yeah, no, sorry, Matt can make it. And do you know what? I was actually going, because I was expecting, I forgot, I was hoping that we'd get a recorded message from him, but then I realised it's my podcast, not yours, so we wouldn't have that, so...
I can check.
Well, this isn't going to go out for a few weeks, so if you can send me something, I'll insert it into here.
Brilliant.
Then we might have heard from Matt just then. If not, it was just an awkward gap by me. So
you do have to be careful when you're saying insert it here with our podcast, you know.
This is going to be marked explicit, don't worry.
Oh, good.
That's how we operate now. We tried once and there's the infamous moment where we were clean for the whole episode and then we played Matt's clip live and
it was obscene.
Oh,
it was amazing.
One of our Mount Rushmore moments. There's a shout out to Movie Mount Rushmore, by the way. They're great too.
So Bigger Movie Pod, people should know you because actually at time of recording, like I said, this is going to go out a few weeks after, but I've just replayed my last guest appearance on your show actually, where we did From Hell. Yeah, so do you want to tell people about your podcast, who you are and a little bit about what you do, just in case they haven't heard you?
Who are we? That's deep. Okay, we run through the A to Z of movies each season. We're on phase 3 at the moment. We're, you know, copying the MCU. We're on phase 3 in terminology anyway. We're doing the A to Z of comic book movies at the moment. Before then, we've done the A to Z of movies, name titles that is, and then the second season we did the A to Z of actors in Hollywood. Yeah. We had you on for Tits 1 and Tits 2, didn't we?
Yeah, I seem to have managed to good films in that sense. It was, what was it, the first time I was on, it was Liam Neeson and Christina Ricci in Afterlife, and then it was Johnny Depp and Heather Graham in From Hell. So I don't know if it's just good picking or bad picking, or if all your films are verging on the softcore pornography.
Well,
I don't know.
You say that, but you gave us an Oedipus film, so
we'll get into that. And I just want to say, absolutely, I literally do love you guys.
You're very sweet. Thank you, Dan.
No, you are. It's just the greatest fun appearing on your show, and often the stuff that happens beforehand and after is just hilarious. And the last episode I was on of yours, there was about, felt like there was 20 minutes before we even got on to starting the podcast, but you just press record and we were talking about a dodgy thing that Irina had. What do we call it, Penisaurus Rex?
I think it was. I think that's the DMs.
I deleted that straight away. I mean, but yeah,
no, sure you did, yeah.
After you printed it out, obviously.
No.
I can see on your desk behind you. You're not fooling anyone.
No, that's Batman. Don't bring Batman into this sordid game of yours.
Leave Batman alone, Rob.
He's the guy into kinks like that, isn't he? He lives in a dungeon. I say he lives in a dungeon. He loves being in his dungeon. You don't think he's got whips and chains down there?
Oh, he just doesn't into BDSM.
Same idea.
Ask Dave. Wow.
This has escalated quickly.
It doesn't take long.
Like I said, I did want to put like a format around this in a structure, but I realised again with you, there was probably no point. So I'm willing to just pretty much just sit back and let you all take over. But great bunch of people. It took me far too long to get you on here, but it doesn't matter because you're here now.
It's been 84 years.
And what I wanted to do, I had a note on my board of ideas, which before you started, you saw I was like quite into working from home and that looked like it was quite complex. Yeah. No, it's just my ideas, so I don't forget what I want to do. So actually, I might move the laptop so you can't see them. No spoilers. There we go. And I had a line that said I wanted to watch like some of the worst rated films on any of the streaming service. So
I thought, you succeeded.
Well, yeah, thank you. And I thought, do you know what? Who else I could have suffer go through this with me was you lot, based on what you've made me watch. So, yeah. Tell you what, and before we get into it, I just want to, this is normally where I say I'm going to play a promo from some friends of the show. I'm actually going to be cheeky and play a trailer from another pod I'm in called Just Football, which, as the name suggests, is all about football. So, yeah, let's hear from me now. Welcome to Just Football, a football podcast which aims to be your one-stop shop for all things on the beautiful game. Each episode will take a look at different features and aspects of the sport.
From analysing the latest results, to reviewing upcoming key fixtures, to what's going on in the news. There'll even be some quizzes and games to test ourselves. And you.
We also aim to bring you analysis of breaking events and biographies of teams, from the Champions League to non-league. No filler, no time wasting. Just football.
Bigger Movie Pod, I got you all here to talk about The Open House on Netflix, right? Now, like you said, I think, Rob, I think you said I succeeded with picking a bad film. This had, at time of watching and writing and recording, on IMDb, it's got a rating of 3.3. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got 13%. Again, far too generous. So, actually, I'm going to hand it over to you three, and say, right, do you want to kind of describe what the film is and was about before we kind of get into any frustrations?
You want the TDLR, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
okay. Yeah, Dave, go for
no,
it.
No, Rob, go for
me?
It.
Me? Okay. Yeah, go, yeah. Dave.
For our captain.
Arena's giving you peer pressure, Dave. You have to do it.
I'm used to saying no to Arena.
Bitch, please.
Do it. Do it. Oh, do it. Come on, Dave.
Oh, right. So... the plot, such as it is,
I love you, Dave.
The funny thing is,
all I was going to say, don't say anything about the ending just yet. We'll keep.
Oh, no. Oh, we'll keep that glorious twist for. Wouldn't want to spoil that.
And I did want to say, obviously, spoilers for the 2018 film Open House. But seriously, the only thing you'll be spoiling are your eyeballs if you watch this and your brain. So let us, you know, have taken on the pain for you. So. I think this isn't spoilers. This is doing a public service.
Yeah. So in 2018, Netflix created what I could only assume is a tax write-off because I can't see any other value in this. What I was going to say, what's weird is that I'm used
throw
to...
throw it under the bus.
Sort of,
I love it.
I'm used to talking about how I feel about the film at the end of Bigger Movie Pod where we're rating. We're like, well, don't say if you like it or don't like it. We'll sort of...
Yeah, oh, this now, is right casting right, views. Get it out
right
now.
Out of the gate. Oh, this was... I knew it was bad. I was expecting bad, but I was still astounded at how bad it was. A kid played by what IMDb describes as an award-winning actor... I think Arena and I called him void vacuum. We called him a charm vacuum.
Charisma vacuum,
that's it. He
plays my mom.
A charisma vacuum who's got a great line in Scowly Faces. After an accident where his father is tragically killed in some of the worst editing I've ever seen. I will get up on now. He and his mother, for some reason, are allowed to use the mother's sister's house in a cabin in the middle of nowhere. Classic horror setting, obviously. On the caveat that it's an open house, and on the weekends people will be visiting. Horror ensues. That's my setup.
You couldn't get it better than that. Yeah, I had it as so it stars Dylan Minnette, who I didn't know his name, but whenever I see him, I just think of him as Jack's son in Lost.
Jack's son? I did not know that. Yeah.
No, he's forever that. But for anyone who's listening who hasn't watched it, I think I haven't seen it, but isn't he not in the highly rated series on Netflix? 13 Reasons. Is it 13 Reasons Why? Or something?
He is. Yes, him? He is. Yeah. And he's a prick in
that, isn't he?
At least he showed some emotion in that, I'm sure.
Probably. I don't know.
He was in Prisoners as well with Jake Gyllenhaal and Hugh Jackman. Is that Jake Gyllenhaal? Anyway, Prisoners he was in.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you summed it up. And I can't remember if this came from ChatGPT or
never used that before. Like,
well, you gave me the idea actually. But you know what? I must not know how to use it properly because I started actually. Do you know what? I asked it. I said, "Can you give me an overview of Netflix The Open House for a podcast?" And it started off saying it right. It was saying it's a psychological thriller that revolves around a mother and a teenage son who move into a relative's mountain house after their father's death. The house is up for sale, so they need to vacate it during the weekends for open showings, but strange things happen. Then it goes off completely different, and I would have actually enjoyed that film. So I think ChatGPT even was so unhappy at it that it refuses to acknowledge.
Itself. It broke AI. It broke AI.
Yeah, started going on about the death of a little girl who was haunting the house and causing everything. And that sounded quite cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that okay. Let's watch that film.
I describe this film as a Wish version of Halloween.
Oh. That's so funny because I've got a note here. It just says The Overlook, but from Wish.
I was looking for that actually because you said that to me.
Yeah.
Dave and I suffered this film together.
Really,
yeah, we watched it together on Saturday and shared notes and interesting experience.
I finished watching this film like half an hour ago, so
also, memorize me.
For everyone listening, sorry, I honestly I don't regret putting you all through this. I'm actually quite happy. This is making me happy inside that you're all having this reaction to this film.
It will piss Darren off because I muted Victoria Christina Barcelona, whatever it was called. After 10 minutes, because it was the worst film I'd ever seen. Do you want to go on my plane? Sure, why not? Let's humpy, hump, hump. Okay. This is ridiculous.
Was there not anything? Right, let's try to help out. Right, or let's try to be good. Was there not anything that any of you enjoyed about this film?
There was one bit I did enjoy.
Was it the boobs in the shower?
Well, I did think that was quite the posterior. Yes, that was quite a nice posterior. And a bit of side boob as well.
Side boob set and ass.
But I've got a note here that said, that I said even, that's, according to Super Hans from Peep Show, Logan is a real man. And I'll tell you why, because when he gets to the open house, he doesn't use the earth to carry his luggage. He doesn't use the wheels on his suitcase to help him. He picks it up and plops it in the house.
Yeah. Okay.
One of my notes.
Okay.
Your attention to detail is actually quite impressive.
Sorry, go on.
I've got another note here that I'm really impressed with. This is like proper film studies. His life goes to shit when he takes off his contact lenses and puts on his regular glasses. Because from this point on, Logan sees everything differently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're smart. Making this film sound good now. Stop that.
I work in PR for my day job, okay?
I bet the writer's very pleased when they thought of that. No, it's an accident.
I didn't think of that. That was just a happy accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a happy accident. They didn't plan that. They couldn't have.
That sounds like something else.
It was something I did say, which was, I thought occasionally, maybe even accidentally, some of the camera work was quite good. The lighting, the film, this is going to sound awful, but when the actors weren't in it, the film can look quite, and the interior outside, all the colours were washed out and it looked weird. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they were going for. Maybe they wanted it to look bleak, but inside the colours were warm and lush and everything. But in some of the annoying running scenes, it just looked bleak and horrible outside. So it was weird. The space that's supposed to be, this is turning into a criticism now, a space that's supposed to be terrifying kind of looked warm and inviting. And then, everywhere else looked weird and bleak.
But I think that's a true representation of running because I do a lot of running at the moment. I'm doing Couch to 5K and never once has the word fun come into the run.
Yeah, but do you breathe like he did? Because when the fade in from black at the beginning...
dying on the side of the road. No,
well,
I don't.
We thought it was... Arena and I genuinely thought it was going to lead into a sex scene given how he was breathing.
Well, that's
it's
how it starts,
weird.
Isn't it? It's
like, yeah.
It's
very strange. Even black the start and... got me annoyed.
I thought that was a very thirsty dog outside.
That's the note I've got. Classic film, horror film or thriller film opening of shrill music and panting. That was my first time.
I've got a sassy note on this. Where is it?
My first note was 507. 507, because they just kept saying it. he just kept on going on about this this lap record. He was like, oh, 507. Oh, you did 507. Did you do 507? You did 507.
My sassy comment on suspense. And then my, rocking
my
chair.
First note is, I don't like wasted eggs.
Yeah, I've got a note my on
second,
that as well.
Sorry, I'm going to jump in. My second note, this is how much I like the film, was about eggs, because I one of the best things was, as they dropped the eggs, I was taking eggs out of my fridge, and I thought, woo, spooky. Ooh. And that actually made it, onto my list of notes. So
amazing.
Well, on the sound itself, I felt like the sound was exaggerated. On the egg smashing on the floor, that did not sound like egg smashing on the floor. That sounded like a really disgusting tomato splat sound we have on Big Movie Pod. The chiller sounds in the shop as well, they felt really loud and amplified as well. Did anyone else pick up on that, or was that just me?
On the shop scenes, I was just irritated. They've got here lots of weird lingering shots of milk. The camera, like, lingers for a few seconds in a way that suggests that they're going to be linked to something. You know, you don't, there's a
Dave,
when
Dave,
you linger
Dave,
on something, Dave, there's a purpose, Dave. Usually in film. Yes, hello.
Do you know one of the notes that you sent me?
What?
Milk.
That sounds about right. That's what I've sent you, and here I've got lots of lingering shots of milk. I think I think your notes are more professional than I sent you. I prefer them.
I've got,
you know what I mean,
says,
right? When you show something in an establishing
stage.
Sorry, what?
I decided I'd had enough of listening to you talk. So
that's fine. I didn't want to finish that sentence anyway. I didn't.
Dave, this is my podcast. You carry on, mate. You carry on.
You know what I mean? When it shows you an establishing shot and it lingers, it's implying you need to pay attention to something. You know, it's sort of highlight. Yeah. And the milk never came to anything. It's weird. And it happened in like several scenes. He went into another shop later and was just staring at the milk. And I was like, but why?
It is an absolute minefield these days.
It's the milk. Semi skim
full fat. Do I want plant-based milk? Oh, it's a minefield.
Is it a stalker or is it a ghost? We don't know yet. Oh, it could be a dead child.
Fucking we've quickly morphed back onto criticisms, but I don't think there's much. I had the only two good things I wrote about this film it was something Dave said. I said that some of the scenery, you know, some of the set piece looked good. And that was it had the good setup. So this was before the last 15 minutes. I wrote, there is a nugget of a good film in there, but it was just so ham-fisted, by which I'll go into it. So it was just too much.
Like a piece of undigested sweet corn in a massive stool.
Yes.
I think there's actually the start of some kind of good idea in this. It's just... it's executed so horribly. Honestly, I've got a fair amount of notes, and that I've already said the only good thing I could find about it. Like, everything else is, like, I talked about the editing. That car crash at the beginning was so poorly done. I honestly thought they were trying to obscure something. I was like, ooh, it all happened so fast. Yeah. Something might come back and we'll see. Yeah. But no, it was just, they must have been in a rush that day. I don't know. And then all through the film, the kid sometimes just thinks of that, has flashbacks, but for no reason. And I was waiting for, is that going to come back? Is this the father? Is it zombie dad? I don't know what's happening. You know,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
But do you know what? I won't spoil the film yet.
Too late for that.
One thing I hated about this so much is that every character was just a red herring. Like, everyone was just useless and went nowhere. And the set of mysteries that ultimately went nowhere, and it was like, don't worry, they've got Alzheimer's. But it's so poorly done.
Also, for me, none of the characters were likable either.
Yeah, exactly. No. I agree with that. Couldn't give a shit if they lived or died. In fact, I'd wish more people got run over by cars in this.
The only character I liked was Martha, and she had Alzheimer's.
Every time I heard her name, I kept hearing Batman and Superman.
Same. Yeah.
Why did you say that name?
another point I've written here, where we're talking about characters, when I think that a boiler pilot light is more of a character than some of the main characters, that says it all, because that damn boiler pilot light featured more in the film.
And you know, what I hated about that is that whole lengthy sequence wasn't enough. They had to do it twice. They had to do intrigue over the boiler light going out twice. Like, it wasn't enough the first time.
But we wouldn't get the boobs without the second time.
Oh, the nudity annoyed me as well.
The boobs.
This is such a cheap horror film move, but... against nudity in principle, but it just... And Logan, I got a note here. Logan needs to stop walking in on his mum when she's showering.
Really, twice. You know? He did that twice. In 5 minutes.
The only thing
twice.
Missing like, from that is a Pornhub logo in the corner.
Yes.
What's that, Rob?
I mean, yeah. What is this?
I don't know what that is. It's like a thrift store type thing, isn't it?
Right. Okay. I've got sun going into the shower twice was a bit weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just use the charge. Was it he wanted to charge it or use her phone? Just do it.
Knock on the door and go through the door.
Mum, you know you're in the shower. Do you mind if rather than this?
I know you've got your baps out, but I need a fucking charger.
Wow. Let's have a look. How long did it take to get to the Welsh accent? That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, it lasted longer than normal.
That's name of your sex tape.
I uploaded that to Pornhub.
Yeah, my note here says, what's with all the gratuitous nudity of the grieving mum?
That would have been a better title for this film. I mean, that would have sold out.
Yeah, talking about unlikable characters, I messaged Rena. I don't know what I messaged Rena, but what I wrote here was, shop man, : you're pretty, not like the usual mountain rubbish we have around here. That's basically
one second,
what he said.
One second, I'll find that message.
Oh, no. Oh, I might have said something that's a bit stronger than that.
Oh, yes.
Because I thought he was a bit creepy. Again, just not written as likable, real character. No one spoke like a real person. Like an actual person.
While Arena's finding that, can I interject with something?
Yes.
This is for Dan. For Dan.
It's not my podcast.
It's not our podcast. It's not our podcast. Last time you were on the show, you were disappointed that we didn't go around the table to find out what you were drinking. Would you like to do that on your show today?
You know what? I realised I forgot to do it because I started drinking my water and I thought, shit, I should have asked them what they were drinking.
I can't believe you didn't do that.
Okay, host prerogative, I start. I have got, again, it's sparkling apple and mango as the water. Ooh, nothing but the best for me. So, yeah, okay. So let's start with Irina then. What are you drinking?
H2O.
Another water. Very good. Very good. Dave?
Rob's not going to like it, but I've got a Monster
Fuck
Energy
your Monster
Ultra.
Moon.
Zero sugar. Just the brand makes him irrationally angry.
Oh, it's foul. Just have orange squash or something juice. Not that.
I still like the taste, but it's the only can in the shop. But Monster upset me a little bit recently because they went after a small independent game developer, a little indie game developer who used the term Monster. And so they were like, you can't say that. Rah. I think you'll find the word Monster pre-exists your silly drink company.
It's a dinosaur. Yeah.
The amount of times I've walked into a shop to buy a Monster Energy drink and come out with a video game is just unreal, you know. So,
yeah. Easily done. Easily done.
Exactly, yeah.
And Rob, what is your beverage of choice?
Well, Dan, I'm drinking the finest Fanta Zero. No sugar, no calories, or the taste. Not sponsored yet, but we probably won't
we'll
be
make
either.
We'll make
We're not getting Monster now, are we?
We're not getting sponsored by Monster in time soon, are we?
Well, I'm glad we
alienated all of the sponsors by now, guys.
I'm glad we did this. Go on.
Do you have any flavored Red Bull where you live?
No, I don't drink the stuff. I don't even look for it, so I don't know.
I don't even acknowledge its existence. Okay,
I'm actually not that far from you, anyway. You're, I can see you.
Hello, hi.
I'm in Bedfordshire. I'm not that far down the road from you.
Three counties, baby.
Yeah, just down the road.
I'm in the classy one, Cambridgeshire.
Yeah. We'll be next time. We'll watch a film together. We'll do a watch log and record it, and that'll be the next podcast. There you go.
Perfect.
I've got a lot going on at the moment, Dan. Okay.
Fine.
Maybe we'll just watch it for fun.
Wouldn't have let you in anyway. We've got a video doorbell. I can see who's coming to the front door.
I'm going
to
wave my wheel in front of it next time. Hey!
You already did that before we started recording, so...
I am SpongeBob, no pants, so...
I'll just wave my can of Monster so you know that we're Monster friends and it's okay.
Yeah, you're using that can like a sensor, aren't you?
No, I'm not a Monster Red Bull drinker. I honestly don't know. Oh, so I'm going to say yes, because I'm sure we do.
Irina and Dave have never seen like a watermelon flavored Red Bull.
No.
Or a pear or coconut or blueberry.
And if I did, Rob, I would grab it and I would yeet it out of the shop. I'd just throw it in the street.
Well, I've never seen a Red Bull flavored watermelon either. So there.
Well, there we go. Oh. I'm starting to think you're making it up, Rob. I think you just photocopied that picture. Photocopied Photoshop.
For anyone who this is the first experience of the Bigger Movie Pod, this is their show, by the way.
We can only apologize.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad we did
actually
the
actually love each other, but insult is the way we express our eternal love
family.
Because we all know that we will burn in hell. I'll bring the butter, guys. We got this.
As a Brit, I don't mind burning in hell because I'm so fucking sick and tired of like single digit weather. Temperatures even.
Today
like,
was cold, wasn't it?
Oh, wasn't it just? Oh, yeah. I slept on today.
Look, we're not discussing, we're not Brits talking weather, all right? We're not doing that.
No, let's not fall into that trap.
I found what Dave sent
one
me
of those
about
hammers.
The shop man.
Gavel?
Oh, no.
Gavel. Order. Order.
Charisma void shop man. He be flirty. Dave, well, I mean, chauvinistic at least. You're not like the usual rubbish we get around here.
That's essentially what he said.
People are trash.
yes, that's right. Yeah, you're like, pretty.
Oh, yeah. Just so creepy. Just so unnecessary. That's not, I'm not an expert, but that, I'm pretty sure that's not how you talk to women without terrifying them. So my second comment, my second note was, oh God, not eyeball stuff.
Oh God, yes. That was probably the most truly frightening bit.
I was like, why are they and of course, it's all just to show that he needs his glasses, I think. But they go in so close for those eyeball shots. Unnecessary. I was just glad I didn't get any. I thought it you know, is someone going to get stabbed through the eyes or is it going to be something hot? Because I hate eyeball stuff. I really do.
In general, I hate eyeballs in general. Like,
well, just injury to eyeballs, yeah. Eyeballs are fascinating and wonderful and, you know, from a scientific point of view, they're amazing. But when you stick things in, and that's where I turn the film off, you know?
Where are we with Google contact lenses? It's not my podcast. Sorry.
No, it's fine. That's I don't
you,
know
Dave.
Is the answer.
You,
if it was at me.
It's for Dave.
Oh, I don't know. I don't work at Google.
For fuck's sake, Dave. Come on.
You've got tech to it the same as I have.
No. Yeah.
Oh. Boys,
we're back on subject.
Keep it in your pants, boys. Yes.
We're just flirting, aren't we, Dave?
Yeah, of course.
But based on that thing about the eyeballs, I had some cliche bingo going on here.
And
the eyeballs was one. So I had right at the start. So you know, after when the mother and son are moving to the new place, I've got driving at night on a long and winding road, and the camera is pointing at the road, and the driver is tired. So you've got that, and then something jumps
down
out.
Check, a bit, doesn't he?
Yep. Check. Establish that the main character cannot see anything without glasses. Now, yes, okay, you can have reading glasses, but generally I take if somebody's got glasses, if they're not wearing them, they might have difficulty seeing. You don't need to do the whole scene at the start, because again, it was another red herring, I think, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. I've got, a scary-looking house in the middle of nowhere. On the outside, you know. Yep, check.
Introvert's heaven, what it's called.
Yeah, well, oddball neighbour.
What was the point of the neighbour? That's one of my notes. I got WTF was the point of the neighbour saying it was her house.
So they could say that her name is Martha.
So
no, that wasn't Martha, though. That was just some random woman who was like, this
Martha,
is our house. Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, no. The neighbour, I thought the neighbour was the one with the Alzheimer's, but she said she lived far away, so it's not like they were neighbours, like direct neighbours. It was some distance away.
That's what I thought. I thought, like, you just got some random woman showing up and going, oh, I used to live here. And I was like, oh, are we doing the others? I'm not going to spoil the others if you haven't seen it, because it's a great film, but no, we were not.
And the last one before I lost will to write was also the sinister music just was too much. It was too much too often. And I get it builds up tension, but I feel maybe this film would have benefited by not having that so much.
Yeah, yeah. Because it ultimately, just like the characters, it ultimately went nowhere. It was like the music would just go almost nowhere. It's, do you know what? It's like It's got to be someone's first film, isn't it? It's got to be someone with connections or... I don't know. I'm sorry about your Netflix tax write-off, but it's genuinely, it's so bad. It makes me kind of angry that Netflix still show it. How does something
like this get made, but Batgirl doesn't?
Right? I want to see my Brendan Fraser as Firefly, goddammit.
I just want to see Leslie Grace singing... Oh, that's sorry, wrong movie. That's In the Heights. But
yeah. Tell you what, let's discuss the ending now, because I think it might throw some context on why we hate the rest of it or why we didn't enjoy the film. So the ending is that weird things were afoot in the house, things were moving, the damn boiler pilot light kept going out and stuff like that. And then ultimately, it turns out there is someone in the house, right? And someone is there and ultimately kills one of the guests, the shop owner, kills the mother and kills the character, right? My problem with it was... that unless I missed something, and I'm really happy to be corrected, or if someone tells me I've missed some metaphorical or something, it just turns out it's a random person that goes round to open houses to kill the owners.
Yeah,
it's
the
plumber.
There's no sense. It makes no sense at all. Why an open house? You could go any. You could hide in anyone's house.
You've got to have a niche. You've got to have a USP as a killer. Come on.
Which, again, wouldn't be a problem. But to me, it makes the previous 80 minutes totally irrelevant. You might as well just have that final scene, because it's just gratuitous killing of people. There's no motive. There's no reason behind it.
It's just nasty. And what I hate is, the red herring thing. I don't think red herrings are bad. I think, you know, when you're trying to sell a mystery, you need them, right? But when you feel like you've just... When is watching a film, you feel like you've just been conned the whole film.
That's it.
Like... because they film everything like it's supernatural horror. The music suggests supernatural horror. You know, the scenes of, like, you know, people are out of the house and we see the cellar door opening and we're like, ooh, what is that? You know, what is this? We're going to see something. At that point, when the cellar opened, I've got a note here. It was at the 58 minute point, and Arena said to me, "Is this film actually going to happen?"
I've got a similar note from you saying, "Ghost, do something."
Yeah,
because I was, for me, it's like, "Ghost."
I was still convinced it was a supernatural horror, because that's how they were presenting it. It's not that I'm mad that I was wrong. It's the fact that it's so stupid to try and point, you know, to try and make it out like it's supernatural, and then all of a sudden, no, it was the plumber, and you're like, "What plumber?" Oh, there was a plumber in this. I've got my final note says a plumber horror movie, the opposite of Super Mario Brothers.
You're wrong. That was a horror movie too. Did you see Bowser in that?
I did not. I heard his song, which uses the same.
Oh, you're talking about that one. I thought you meant the '90s Mario movie.
Oh yeah, I was around for that. Yeah, I was
around.
Hey, '90s Mario is good. It's fun. It's better than this.
Do you know, it is better than this, actually.
It's not better than the Super Mario movie that's out now, though.
Do you know, I think that film would have far more of a cult following if it just wasn't about Super Mario. You know, the 90s one. If it was just a quirky film about an Italian, American.
Bizarre,
It's just the fact that they put the Mario label on it. However, on that subject, apparently I was reading that Quentin Tarantino recently... hired a local movie house where he lives and put on the Super Mario Brothers movie and, you know, showed it to people, like the original one from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And he invited the directors to guest, and it was actually quite kind of wholesome, because they said they have felt nothing but shame, you know, for the film. And it warmed their hearts, because they said people were queuing up around the block and they were telling them, "Hey, look, you know, this film meant a lot to me as a kid." And it said the director said that it single-handedly sort of undid 20, 30 years of hurt and shame about the film, because all the stars came out, you know, and ripped the shit out of the film, and everyone involved in the film sort of distanced themselves from it, and basically Hollywood never let them work again, and they sort of felt terrible about their bit of work, you know, because no one, with the exception of this film that we're reviewing, no one tries to make a bad film, right? I mean, they're trying to make a, you know, I'm sure no director wants to make a bad film, just except for The Open House. I'm pretty sure that's just a tax write-off, and it was the intention. But I just thought it was lovely to hear that, you know, those directors found out that there is a cult following and that some people do love that movie. I thought that was quite nice.
Well, this is it about this film. I always tried to find a positive, because, like I said, I think people have put effort into making this film, but the ending, yeah. I've never been angry. I was actually physically angry, shaking at this film, because it was just such a monumental waste of time. Because for people who haven't seen it, and like I said, please don't. But for people who haven't seen it, for me, I was thinking, where could this go? I was thinking potentially, is it a long game stalker of the mother? Because, you know, the boy kept having flashbacks to the dad being killed at the start. Again, pointless and irrelevant. All the things with, you know, all the quirky neighbors, I thought, could it be some weird, like, Get Out kind of thing, or some, you know, like an Odd Village where they forced them to move there, where they were going to do some sacrificial cult-like murder of them. No, and then, you know, the whole point of the intruder, the stalker, the ghost or whatever at the time, trying to turn the mother and the son against each other. Again, that felt pointless. It was like, what is the point of that?
Yeah.
When you've watched it, and like I said, it would have been all right if there was any backstory then about the killer, why the killer was doing this or what happened. But like I said, it was just quite a gratuitous, like, torture. Well, gratuitous, but torture scene. But, you know, the murder of the mother and the boy.
Very nasty. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, what it is just 80 minutes of filler before someone randomly kills three people on screen.
Like, don't worry about it. It was just the plumber.
Yeah.
I've got a note on the plumber.
Yeah.
It says, I called him Boots Man. Because we first see his boots rock up in the house. That scene where he just comes through the back door. This is a friendly show, isn't it? anyway, Boots Man, he knocks out Logan by shoving his head into the rear passenger seat window and then waterboards him by pissing all over his face. Have I understood that scene correctly? Is that what happened?
That's what I thought it was at first.
Yeah.
I thought, that's a racehorse of a man, isn't it? My God.
That would be some really, really hydrated piss there.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's an all-day job, that is.
Yeah. Yeah, just throw in the unlikable characters. Like, boy, I had no sympathy for him. Yeah. I couldn't like
him.
No.
For all this shit that the MCU gets about it being formulaic and boring and stale and in need of revitalizing, at least the characters in these projects have a shred of relatability to them for you to feel what they're feeling and to understand what their motivation is to take the story on another route, in another arc.
Yes, yeah.
And was just like, there's nothing about these characters that you have any interest in. Like, they didn't even seem to give that much of it. I know everyone grieves in their own way, but I feel like their grief in this film was shoehorned in.
Yes.
I feel like they didn't even need the dad to die. They could have just gone on a holiday for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It was just another plot. Yeah, just everything was pointless. It was just literally painting by numbers.
Yeah, it's a horror film for nihilists.
I guess so.
Do you think it's like they're looking through a 101, you know, a book of a horror, sort of how to write a horror story, and like a couple of the pages were stuck together, so they jumped like 30 pages or something and missed a bit where they've actually got to tell a story correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those pages the whole thing because this film's wank, okay?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about him running as well made it feel like, was there going to be some tense scene at the end where he's going to be like outrunning?
Yeah.
And yes, there was a bit of running, but I lost 5 minutes knowing that he was trying to win or be a good runner. Pointless in the end.
It's not how you get to know a character. It's like they missed the point of everything they tried to do.
In my opinion, it's like they were at their production meeting, they had all these ideas, and they went, yes, and they went, oh, we've written a script about all these now, haven't we? What are we going to take out? It's like, you know when you break your code by taking out, I don't know, something that you didn't even know you needed in the first place, and you put it back, and then it works again. Like, okay, let's keep it that way. The same way for the story. Like, we took it out, it doesn't work now. Let's put it back. Okay, it doesn't work how we want it to work, but it's not broken.
Wait, there was a story? And also, I've got one of my notes here says some of the most perfunctory dialogue I have ever heard in a movie.
Oh, God, the dialogue is special mention.
Bad. So bad. Like, nobody talks like anyone in this film. And the actor has, whatever he's done in the past, in this, he's just got one emotion. And that's sort of like, you know, void anger, I guess. Some kind of, you know, later
void,
on,
void.
No one's home,
void
anger.
Void anger. I love
like, he's
that.
Had a lobotomy and he's angry.
You know, that's
something like, I don't understand about this film. Like, this whole situation could have been avoided right? If the mother's sister just took her house, the open house, yeah, off the market for a little bit until they got back on their feet.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, if she didn't want to do that,
the sister wore that black cocktail dress superbly.
Oh, that, oh, I mentioned
the
that
pearls,
scene.
The pearls.
I mentioned that scene because they're just talking to each other, and for no reason whatsoever, the camera at the end of the scene pans back and does this establishing shot at the end of her in a small dress. I was like, why did we do that? What? Why did you? That adds nothing to. Why did they do
that
at the end?
That's the saving grace of the film.
Like dialogue. Oh, look at this pretty lady.
She's pretty, not like the ugly mountain women.
No, she's not a rough one.
And it's also like when the mother, after dodgy, weird shower bit, when the mother
accuses... What was weird about the shower scene?
Yeah. Check your browsing history, I think.
No, don't.
Yeah. It's like, you know, where the stalker, the intruder, has successfully turned mother and son against each other. Just the way he just turns out and just starts swearing and gets so angry at her, it just feels like it's just out of order as well, because he's shown no emotion almost for the whole film. Yeah. And then he's just like really laying into her.
That bit where he goes, you didn't ask me how I was feeling. Yeah. Oh, fuck's sake, you're a grown-ass man.
You're on your phone all the time.
Just explain
how
you're feeling. You don't need to be asked to be able to share your feelings.
But I wish it was you, mother. Well,
also, I watched
out of nowhere, just out of nowhere. Like, I wish you were dead. Like, oh my god,
how juvenile is that? I didn't ask the board. Hello, dumbass. Nobody did.
and then it's like he was so rude to that shop owner and didn't like him. But then all of a sudden, when it starts getting scary, can you come over and keep me company, please? Because we're scared. You know, it's And also, the thing that really annoyed me as well is where they pretty much spoil the film themselves.
I love that you preempt your sentence with another thing that annoyed me. Like,
was where they kind of then sort of spoil the film themselves anyway. Where he says, "Oh, do you not think open houses are weird? In that you go out the house and all these people come in, and then the letting agent doesn't check that everyone's gone. Anyone could be hiding in the house." And it's like,
yeah.
That just feels even more pointless putting that in now, because it's like that is you've spoiled your own film. And it's not clever, it's not ironic, because you haven't backed it up for me with the end anyway. Oh god,
exactly. It didn't earn that ending. Like, the best twist in a film leaves you slapping your head and going, how did I not see this coming? Of course, all the things were there. This is just like, we misdirected you for a whole hour, and then for some reason it's a plumber who likes breaking people's fingers and killing people. That's it. That's the film.
I, do you know what? I'm even going to go to the point where I don't think it's a plumber, because I don't think the creators were that clever to make back it up with it being a plumber in some weird twist. I'm going to say they didn't know who it was and just wanted to kill people randomly at the end.
That's the thing. Like, one of my... I know Irina doesn't like this phrase. One of my guilty pleasures is slasher films. I call them a guilty pleasure because, really, should I like them? They're nasty. There's nothing redeeming about them. There's no hope.
No should in pleasures. It's just a pleasure, Dave.
They're often
Do you wear clothing?
They're often, dodgy. I don't know. Okay.
Where's this going?
Do you wear clothing?
Yes. I am wearing clothing right now.
Well, the textile industry is horrifying too.
I know, Rob. That's why I bought a PlayStation. Like, everything's evil and just... play my
I'm
game
so
and ignore
glad
it all.
I'm not going to criticize because I'm sitting next to one right now.
I've got a kind of monster on my desk, and they try and take down indie game developers for using a common word. It's all fuck, Rob. We're all fuck. Anyway.
Yeah, we're all going to hell in a handbasket, aren't we?
And that's why we deserve good films to distract us, and that's why I hate this film so much. I can't even remember what I was going to say. Yeah, slasher movies. So I when I was a kid, I watched more slasher movies without my parents knowing, because my parents were quite strict. They wouldn't let me watch certain things.
Dave, you naughty boy.
And I got hooked on the Friday the 13th series. Like, I'd watch them late at night on the BBC, and I've just always found them a lot of fun, you know. And so I think this film wanted to be almost a slasher film, as in, but without the supernatural killer element. Or I know in Scream say they're not supernatural, but you know what you're getting into. You know you're getting a slasher film. If they pitched this from the start as something like, as, hey, there's this mysterious stranger killing people, it'd almost be different, you know, because you know you're getting into the genre then. No one watches a slasher film not knowing it's going to be a slasher film. You know what you're getting. You sort of set your expectations. This isn't going to be this is not going to win an Oscar. It's going to be gory and fun, and we're going to, you know, push the special effects and all that. But that's what, and again, I'm repeating myself from earlier, but that's what annoys me the most about this, is it kind of wants to be a slasher film, but with a twist. And that twist, it's not really a twist. It's like they lie to you for the first hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes
lie
and say, hey,
the right word.
This is going to, that's it. Because like.
You sound personally offended by this.
I am personally offended by this. Do you know what my penultimate note is? Brutally awful movie. That's my summation of this. The only note I haven't actually told you about yet is it says dumbest cops ever to grace a horror movie.
Oh god, you're the most unpolicemanlike policeman. Yes, I'd forgotten about them.
the police can be dumb in horror movies, because if they do their job, obviously it spoils the horror movie. But these were particularly dumb and particularly bad at their job.
It's like they were out of a comedy film, like a spoof film.
Yeah,
that, honestly, you said that, though.
Absolutely.
But that last Halloween movie we watched, the police kind of cheer her on. They're holding at his ass.
Well, yeah, because that's like, he's terrorized the town for 30 years. Everyone's fed up of him at this point. He's killed so many of their village. There's a logic there.
What
you know,
was it
there's
Halloween Ends. Was that
Halloween it? Ends? Yeah. Halloween Ends bracket for now until a sequel's greenlit.
Can I get a reboot?
But Dave, I can't agree with you more in the sense of, I'm just trying to work out. Basically, I agree with you totally. I'm just trying to work out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I'm saying words, but not in the right order, I think. In my head, it was going like somebody was playing a long game because they wanted to lure her to that house, to that house, and that would have been a brilliant film in that sense, you know, because they usually would have gone to the sister. The sister would have said, "Oh, why don't you go to my house?" And then that was it. But no, it was just lies, outright lies.
Like that. That's what I mean. If there's a world where this could have been an okay thriller, you know, with some coherence, you know, like. Some stalker, some predatory person sees the opportunity and masterminds it all, rather than just, I'll go to an open house and hide in their cellar, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll turn their boiler off when they're in a shower. That'll shit them up properly.
And they didn't know how to use the score to punctuate the movie or the scenes at all. There's one bit when they've left the house for the day because of the viewings that are going on, and then the BAU happens, the regulars come in, they look around the house, and we hear the... No, you don't need that in that
did
scene. It's just nothing for
it. Did you just workify? I was going to say, did you just workify this film by saying BAU happens?
I was thinking, what the hell is BAU? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, business as usual.
The murderer murders, the victim's victim.
Not that part. No, you've got the house, the open house host showing regular people around it like she would in her day job, her BAU. Sorry, I've never felt like Richard Hammond in all my life until that point. My head bobbed along to BAU. I did it again. you don't need that scene punctuated by suspenseful music. I can't say that word now. Suspenseful music. You just don't need it there.
The only reason why I'm letting it annoy me more about the not being not the plumber being a plumber, because I did venture onto Wikipedia briefly for it afterwards, and it said that, or another website, I can't remember, and it said that basically the killer is someone who just keeps going to open houses to murder the residents of that, because you see at the end driving to another one, and I'm like, I didn't even get that from it, because I was just so pissed off. That basically,
I know it's got a bit weird towards the end.
Oh, well, I was going to say, because in twist, I've got a little twist to the end of this this podcast. It's not an exciting twist, but matches the film.
Fucking spoiler alert, mate! Come on.
So have you got anything else then? Sort of anybody got any notes they haven't said then about the film? Because air it now.
Well, yeah, one of them is according to Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, 4 a.m. is the best time to get revenge on somebody, because they're fully asleep and at their most vulnerable. And at one point, I thought that's what was going to happen, because Oedipus is asleep on his bed. hears a noise in the night, and I thought, yeah, he's going to get him now. And he just doesn't. So that was where I was going with that, I thought.
Yeah.
And the other one is, I really don't care if it's an open house. I am not hauling my ass out of bed if I'm in a nice sleep. don't care.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it feels a bit odd. Okay. Irina, do you have anything else about the film?
No, but I found some 10-star reviews of the film. And I'm kind of scared to read them. I don't think so. They're on IMDb.
There are some fun 1-star. I do ask you, if you want to get some redeeming fun out of this film, go read the 1-star reviews on IMDb.
We've just had a message from Matt, by the way, to our group chat. He says, just got home. Ha ha! Love ya all. Say hi to Carsten Couch. And apologize again for me. What's he drinking? Well, he's drinking Council Pop disguised as the mango and apple. Was that it? Was that close?
Apple and mango. Yeah. All right. Well, my twist is that I was going to do a quiz like you tend to do at the end because I don't do quizzes. And I have got a quiz, but I was going to sort of back it up with various things and make sure, but I don't know if some of these answers are right, because I just didn't care at the end. I honestly, it just
I'm not
became...
sure it is possible to care about this film. Possible.
When she hear the questions, you hear,
I once asked Darren loads of questions about bears that had nothing to do with the movie at all.
Well, this is it. Now, like I said, I almost now also don't necessarily care who wins this because I don't think there's any winners out of us tonight. But, you know, we'll still go through it because I've done it and we might as well use it. But the film was called The Open House. You'll be happy none of them about the film. So according to the National Association of Realtors, in an article dated December 2021, I had to put that in just in case, you know, any of you are like experts in housing market in America and stuff like that. What percentage of buyers bought a house after viewing an open house or seeing a sign?
43%. I'll go with 10.
I'm going 43%.
I'm going to go 25%.
I'm saying it with conviction that like I actually know, but I have no idea.
Irina was closest with 7%. Because basically saying open houses don't work.
What's the fucking point of doing them then?
Well, of course not. You never know when a plumber will move.
Yeah. Free food.
Oh, I'll go for the nibbles, yeah.
Question 2. A mansion set in 4 acres of land in Regent's Park is set to be one of the most expensive properties of all time, asking for offers over £250 million. How many bedrooms does it have?
One. It's London.
16?
I'm going to say 4.
55.
Well, you win, it's 40.
Yeah.
Whoa, I thought it was
40 bedroom house, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Imagine cleaning all of them.
We don't need to, we're that rich. We'll get all... I was going to say catering staff to do it, but that's the wrong department.
You've got more chance of surviving in this house because the intruder's got quite a few rooms to check before he gets to you.
Not in here. Not in here. Not in here.
This is another...
Just put an Apple tag on them.
That
film
would have been more interesting if they just followed someone as he checked 40 bedrooms for them. That would have been more fun, I think.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Question 3. In America... what percentage of people move house due to paranormal activity?
Oh, but it's high around the Bible Belt, isn't it?
I think there are people who love moving into houses that have like murders and things.
And this is more people. So what percentage of people sell their house, I guess, is more pertinent, sell their house because of paranormal activity? So what percentage of household sales each year?
Oh, because,
yeah.
I'm going to say like 5%.
I'm going to go 30.
I'm going to go 20%.
It's 10%, which is still quite high, I think.
That's
actually
very high, yeah. Higher than I was expecting. That's quite crazy.
Do you not believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, Dan, you're on the fence about that.
No, not really. I don't really. Mainly because...
I believe in plumbers.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking.
Do you believe in plumbers, guys? Don't trust
I believe in plumbers. What do you believe in?
I'm thinking when you go, surely you just want to get some rest then. You don't want to have to keep coming back and wandering.
Also, going back to the film for a second, why were there subtle nods to Christmas? Like, it wasn't a Christmas horror movie, but every now and again, there'd be a Christmas song in there somewhere.
That's what we said.
I was talking to Rena. I was like, I said, does this film take part of Christmas.
I didn't see any decorations or any themes or anything.
We haven't had none of the shops, none of the like. All of a sudden, it's Christmas, and then it's not Christmas anymore. What? It was very confusing.
Let's try to have an entertaining ending, and you brought us back to the bloody film.
Sorry, well, Dan. Sorry.
See what I have to work with?
Yeah, I know. Cool.
Some guests never come back. So.
Just two more questions. Now, I want to come back for your next phase of films. Two more questions. Like I said, I'm not keeping count because I don't see. There's no winners. All right. We're moving to Wales now, so I don't know if there might be an advantage here. Yeah. So, located in Conwy, Wales.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the smallest house in Great Britain in inches, and I was going to do one of them, but in inches, what are its dimensions?
5 by 10 by 7.
In Wales,
I used to live in a street which had one of the most narrow houses in Wales. One of the most narrow because it was like, a regular sized house, and I think the story went that two brothers fell out and they sort of put a dividing line, and literally the house was like about as wide as just a door with like 2 feet on either side, and they just went all the way back.
Is it those two blokes from the Kit Kat? Not Kit Kat, the Twix advert.
I don't know.
Left house, right house.
That was about 8 feet across, 10 feet across, and then all the way back. I don't know.
Do you know, inches. I don't know what it is in feet, because again, I couldn't be bothered to convert it.
I applaud that level of laziness. Like
it was, it's 72 inches across.
Yeah, it is.
122 inches high. And 120 inches deep.
What? That's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't use words like deep around us. It doesn't work. Like.
And the last question, and we're going to Scotland now. I don't know if this is if they still do this, but apparently in Scotland, what do homeowners do to their property to show they have paid off their mortgage?
Oh, I have no idea.
I know back in the old days, especially in London, I don't know if this went to other parts of the country, but they would put a plaque on the wall outside their house if they had fire insurance. And if the houses in the street burned down, anyone that had a fire insurance badge on the house would be saved. I'm wondering if there's something similar for mortgages. Was there a plaque on the wall or something?
Not a plaque on the wall, but apparently they would paint their door red.
Okay.
No, like, because apparently it says, so you've come out of the red, so you paint your door red. But what got me is that, You can walk past a house and say, right, they're either rich or the house, you know, the house is theirs now. You know, it's like
they're just putting a target on their door, really, aren't they?
Yeah. So, yay for the quiz.
That's unfair. Hey, there's some interesting
Thank
things.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm going to look up that Connery house later. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah, like I said, it was. I think I just wanted to take the bad taste of the film away by doing a quiz about everything other than the film. About houses.
Cannot continue talking about film.
any one of those facts would have made it a more interesting subject to the film as well. Any one of those questions, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if this was set in Wales or Scotland, the movie's much shorter. Like, get the fuck out of my house. Go on, shoot, go. Go away.
Yeah. But that was a film that was. Thank you very much. Apologies for putting you through it, but at least I didn't go through it alone.
There's another film we're not going to talk about, but yeah, we watched two movies for this, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the other one, but we did watch two movies together.
I just watched one.
Well, you kind of, was sort of where I'm at. You made me watch two bad films, or what I.
Whoa. We gave you tip, as I said earlier, and you gave us an Oedipus complex, okay?
That's the real twist here.
Next time I'll choose it. So like I said, this was specifically, I had a note that I wanted to watch one of the worst rated films. I didn't know what the subject was. Next time, I'll have you on again, but you're going to do a completely random subject of my choosing.
Do we get to pick before? Oh, you pick. Okay.
No, it'll be of my choosing. Do you want to just sort of give your podcast another plug and any socials or anything before we stop recording?
Narina, take the honours, please.
Captain Rabbit production.
You're reading the script.
With Irina the Nerd and Destiny Dave. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, whoa. sorry, you missed that one bit and he's going to hate it. And from the man
that... Oh, Matt! And the Matt that brought us... Hello!
Hello!
Love you, Matt. I'm so sorry. I don't have the script in front of me. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on all of the podcast apps. Rate, subscribe, chat to us on all the socials.
Yeah. At Big Movie Pod.
At Big Movie Pod.
Yeah.
We also have merch.
We have what?
Merch.
Oh, we do, don't oh, yeah.
Do we?
I forgot we had merch. I did actually forget we did merch. Yeah. I've got a mug on my desk. I've got a Welcome Dave Bigger Movie Pod mug on my desk.
It's a year subscription to Netflix, but all you watch is The Open House. That's the only thing on there.
That sounds like purgatory.
Yeah. Look, Rob, Marina and Dave, thank you very much. Matt, sorry you couldn't make this one, but we'll see you next time. As said, yeah, subscribe to theirs. Subscribe to this one. You can get me on castingviewspod@gmail.com or at castingviews on Twitter. Yeah, thanks again for joining us. Hopefully we've saved you a 90 minutes of frustration, annoyance. And no, do you know what? I don't want to finish on a negative. So yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll end it there. See you next week.
1, 2, 3, 4. If I want your opinion, I will give it to you. Come on, check what we've got, cause you need it. Don't make us get a sports and force feed it. Come on.